Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. Mayor Kenney's proposing a ban on the use of hydrogen fluoride at refineries in Philadelphia. The legislation was announced on the eve of the bankruptcy hearing on the future of the shuttered PES refinery, the target of the ban. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Hydrogen fluoride, or HF, is a deadly chemical that many refineries have already abandoned, but it was in use last June when an explosion ripped through PES, igniting a fire that destroyed the plant and forced the company into bankruptcy. There was a small release of HF that quickly dissipated, but in a statement, the mayor says the city only narrowly avoided a disaster because of the quick action of refinery workers, and a bill banning the use of the chemical will minimize risk in the future.
PES unions have backed a plan to reopen the refinery, but they'll face opposition from the Steelworkers Union. Councilman Kenyatta Johnson plans to introduce the bill at this week's council session. The upcoming April 28th primary election will be the first in which Pennsylvanians can vote by mail. And now state officials have launched an online app so you can apply for a ballot. KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo reports.
Kathy Buchvar, Secretary of the Department of State, which oversees elections, says a law enacted last fall made significant changes to Pennsylvania elections.
Act 77 really provides historic levels of voter convenience that we've never seen in Pennsylvania.
One of those conveniences is voting by mail. You can now go online to apply for a mail-in ballot. No reason is needed to vote by mail, although you will still be asked to vote by absentee ballot if you're going to be away from your home municipality on election day or have a disability or illness.
The registration deadline for the primary is April 13th. April 21st is the deadline to apply for mail-in or absentee ballots. Well, the Jewish population in Philadelphia and the suburbs has gotten bigger over the last decade, according to a recent study. KYW's Andrew Kramer reports that study revealed some unexpected results.
At over 350,000 people, we now know the Jewish community makes up almost 10% of the population of Philadelphia and the suburbs. But Steven Rosenberg with the Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia says this study is about more than just numbers.
What stood out to you the most?
So I think the number of Jews of color was, an eye-opening piece to everybody.
10% of Jewish people in the area, according to the survey, are black, Hispanic, or another race. A perfect example, Rosenberg says, of how the study debunks certain stereotypes.
There are preconceived notions about Jews being white and wealthy, and this shows there is not just one stereotype of, oh, that's a typical Jewish person.
Rosenberg says the study also revealed a higher number of Jews living in Delaware County than expected. Well, after a 10-year rollout, a resource helpline is now available for all Pennsylvanians. KYW's Justin Udo reports 211 is a countrywide hotline for information on social services.
For the last decade, folks in Philadelphia and the surrounding suburbs have had access to it, but that was not the case for all of the Commonwealth until now.
We have achieved statewide coverage, which means that absolutely anyone in Pennsylvania can call or text 211 for help.
Kristen Rotz, president of the United Way Pennsylvania, the organization that provides much of the 211 call center funding, says the service helps streamline information.
It can be very complicated if you're trying to call multiple community agencies and figure out who might have resources to assist you.
Rotz says the program cost about $3 million to implement across Pennsylvania. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.